Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old, but he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Guys, welcome to our show that's for you and it's about you. Those who work so hard for your money, but you're ready for your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today. So you live that life that you love with those you love whenever the heck you want. But on top of that, so much more than just having freedom of financial independence, right? It's about having a life of meaning and purpose and creating a ripple effect through the lives of others, whether it be your family or friends or the community or the world around you. And that's what we're really here to do. And guys, I appreciate you allowing me to create my ripple effect through you. And I love that you're binging, you're sharing, you're doing all the things that keeps me going, guys. Like, this is the thing that inspires me, keeps me from just being comfortable and retiring, right? And just doing my own thing. You guys inspire me. So thank you so much for that. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's great stuff there. And go to our YouTube channel, you know, the Money Ripples with Chris Miles page. You can get great stuff there, including our video podcast as well. So check it out. Hey guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100, and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. The website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Websites, fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out. So guys, today, I want to just give you a quick message this time of year because there's so much contention. There's so much craziness going on that a lot of times we get self-absorbed into our own lives, right? You know, it's really easy to get caught up. And this is the time of year. This is really when we should be grateful. We should be loving life and we should be loving others. Right? This is the time that we should be going out and helping others too. And this is the craziest year because this is the year that we're not supposed to be around other people. But here's the thing, guys, is that I want to really emphasize the abundance of giving, the abundance of giving of not just money or stuff, which is easy to do, especially in an environment where there's the new normal, right? And all that stuff going on. But more importantly, it's about giving of yourself, giving of your time, giving of your gifts, giving up everything that you have. I'm so grateful looking past over this past year of the way I've been able to give back to you guys. And it inspires me when I hear the stories from you saying, hey, I'm a Rippler and this is what I'm actually doing. And I love hearing those stories and I appreciate that so much. But this even extends to our own neighbors, the people right outside our homes, right? We don't know who's suffering right now. And the truth is that most people, when they suffer in silence. We never hear about what's going on. And it could be financial suffering, right? It could be physical suffering, like your health or somebody's health could be going. It could be relationships. There's so many relationships being torn apart right now during these stressful times. Friendships, family members, even marriages and children, all these things, these relationships are really, they're really at odds. In fact, they're in many cases, they're being sacrificed. And this is the time of year that we should be focusing on other people, not just ourselves. Now, granted, it's all, I know self-interest is a key thing that keeps us going, allows us to do most of what we do, but we need to be looking around to see what's going on in other people's lives. And most of us, we got our phones, right? We got our phones right here. We feel like we can connect with the rest of the world through this, but the truth is there's people all around us that we do not connect with, but just using this. This can be used to connect with people to some level, but it doesn't beat the fact that sometimes it's good to be face-to-face. And we can serve people there. You know, I want to tell you a story. And I tell this around this time of year all the time, but some of you may have not listened this far back, you know, which is like 100 episodes ago when I might have last brought this up. But, you know, like in the last recession, I went through some hard times. Now, for me, there were financially hard times, right? Physically, there were some effects too, But that wasn't as apparent because I was in my, you know, early 30s. I was fine that way. I was like 30 years old. I wasn't like suffering like I was maybe 5 years later. But I'll tell you, like, it was such a hard time. I'd bought my dream home. You know, I was living in that, but I was living a nightmare. Like, people didn't understand what was going on, partly because my pride and my ego didn't want to let people know what's going on. Because, you know, I was at a place where I wasn't making the money. I was in the hole. Like, you've heard me say before, in the hole, $15,000, $16,000 a month. I went from being financially free to being in a place where I was over $1 million in debt. And I didn't have enough money coming in. Even if I was debt-free, there's still not enough money coming in to pay my bills, both in my business as well as my personal life. And so I was struggling. I was panicking, suffering. And 2007 was pretty stressful, I'll tell you that much. But again, nobody noticed because I looked like I was living the high life. By Christmas of 2008, I was in dire straits. Like, I was in a place where I was hoping things would come back and there were some little bright moments of hope. But the truth is, I'd been late on my mortgage for several months by that point. I was in the foreclosure process and we're trying to short sell it, but the banks kept denying it because, thank you, Lehman Brothers, you deny short sales. And I did get my $300 settlement, which was awesome from the lawsuit of Lehman Brothers after losing hundreds of thousands of dollars. But anyways, like, those kind of things were happening, right? Like, it was a rough time. And I remember that time of year that someone decided to, and I don't know, somebody in the neighborhood, I don't know whose idea it was. They probably knew we were struggling because we had talked to a few people and we tried to keep it kind of hush hush, but I think it got around to certain people. They said, hey, this family's struggling. The Miles family's struggling. You know, let's help them out. And so the neighbors started doing what was called the 12 days of Christmas. And so, like, the first day of Christmas, he's a partridge in a pear tree. I'm trying to remember what the partridge was. I can't remember if it was a Christmas ornament or something like that. But I think it was something better. I can't remember now. I remember the two turtle doves. They actually gave us two chickens, which was kind of cool. You know, the eight maids of milking is the one that really made me cry. That was, they basically left like eight quarts of milk on our doorstep. And I remember it was a snowy day and I remember seeing it there. And again, we were struggling, you know, like, it was even, my worry was even about how do I feed my family? How do I take care of my young kids? At that time, my kids were pretty much the ages of four and under. So I had just little kids, small family. And, you know, my wife was stressing. She was debating about, and my wife at that time, not my current wife, not Adis, but my ex-wife, she was stressing. She's like, hey, maybe I should go move in with my sister because until you figure your crap out. And I'm like, no, I need you here. I need this. And it was a hard time. But when I saw that those eight quarts of milk there, I seriously cried. I remember bringing it in saying, this is an answer to our prayers. And the interesting thing is the next morning, I noticed that there was footprints going from our front door and around the back of the house. I went to the back door, which we had open. And I like to imagine, I didn't see them there. It sounds kind of creepy now I think about it. I mean, they were looking through the window there, right? Like, they were able to see our reaction. And I hope that touched their lives. I hope that gave them some fulfillment and peace and real joy. Because that's really what the holiday season and really all our lives should be about, is about giving back. You know, we talk about dollars following value, right? And that sort of thing. And see, understand that value creation has got to become a part of your life, like service, not just about ways to create money, but it's got to be a way of living. It becomes the essence of your character. That is what giving should be, is that giving should be the essence of your character and become truly who you are. And when you do that, I guarantee you will prosper. You will succeed no matter what. And not worst case, even if you don't become multi-decamillionaire or whatever, right? I guarantee and I promise that things will work out in your favor. Guys, things you can do so much. It can be giving money. Like, I tithe my money. I tithe at least 10% of my money to give towards charities and things of that nature. I just gave some money away this last week for some people, like, even internationally. And I'm not doing that to brag, because most really the truth is I never talk about a lot of these things that I do. But the thing is, giving money is easy. Giving of yourself requires more effort. But that is where the real reward is. So this time of year, focus this week, focus on what can I do to not just give money, which is great. You can do that. And I encourage you to do that. And or give away stuff, things that people might need. But more importantly, give of yourself. Reach out to somebody, call, tell them you care, love them, and express that love for them. That's my challenge for you this year. Let's make this year great. Let's make 2020 end on a high note, not on a crappy note like it's been ongoing, okay? Let's end it on a high note. Guys, I hope you make a wonderful and prosperous week and life. Thank you. by giving abundantly. We'll talk to you later. Yes.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.